Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. What day are we on? Let's see. I have to pull up my episode information. Day 24 of my 30-day challenge. And the topic today, what has shifted for you? Have you taken the dive into a 30-day challenge? And if so, what have you picked for your 30-day challenge? What are you working on? I really encourage you to pick something that you really want to shift in your life. Not some small little fluff and stuff kind of thing. So if you've listened to the show in the last 24 days, you've heard me talk about how one of my classmates, this whole challenge came about from school. I am at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. And so for those of you who haven't heard how this all became, I'm going to just give you a little brief background on that. So we do all these crazy things at Healer School. And one of the things that we did in our last weekend at Healer School was we do these games or exercises that trigger you to uncover the things that are holding us back, that are down deep inside that we don't even realize. And so what came out of this particular exercise for me was we all had to commit to a 30-day challenge, and some of us in class are doing a little better at it than others, being consistent and really committed to the practice, and others just aren't. And so that's just like your life, right? Because we have free will and choice every day and every moment. And so I decided I was going to really take this seriously because I'm in this school to really change my life, change myself. And I'm always learning. I'm always looking for a new, better Cynthia. And so when I say that, it's not that there's anything wrong with the Cynthia who I am right now in this moment. However, I know that there's so much in of my life that I have not lived. And when I say there's so much of my life that I have not lived, that is not because I haven't done things in my life. That is because there's the person who I really am is under all these layers of this person that's been hiding under who I had to become to survive in the world. Just like you. We all do this. We all put these layers on us and we take on these personas who are it, which is not really our core true character and who we really are. And the only way you can actually live the life, your life purpose, and the life purpose that you and your soul has designed for you to live is to live in your true core. You see, because I was living as a people pleaser for many, many years, decades, because that's how I survived in my family. If you didn't want to get beaten, you would do whatever you were told. And oh, just checking the chat room, and there's an error. Okay, the chat room is opened if anybody wants to jump in the chat room. And the call lines are also open. And the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. Again, 657-383-0612. And there are some callers on the line already. Hi, you guys, and hi in the chat room. Hello, everyone who's listening live, and hello to everyone who will be listening to the replay. And because this is recorded live and I infuse into the program that it's evergreen, well, so what that means is whenever you listen to it, whether it's live or if you listen to it later on today or next year, the energy imprint is still active. So you will get as much or more from listening to it on the replay because as more people listen to it, the energy continues to build and build and build. And it's really interesting because as I go through shifts, the show will shift with me, and not just the live shows, but also the recorded shows. So it's a pretty weird and cool thing. And that just, you know, goes back to having no time and space, and that it's all an illusion, you know. We can go back and shift things in the past for sure. So anyway, and that'll be a whole nother topic someday. We'll talk about lineage and lineage clearing and things like that. That's a whole show, maybe more than a whole show. That's a really deep topic. So, and I have done lineage clearing, and I do lineage clearing with people as well, with clients and so forth. And it can be really helpful. But the layers go really deep. Now, I've been doing this work for, let's see, I started my sort of spiritual. Okay, guys, I'm back. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, I got booted off of Skype And I had to reconnect through another line, another method of connection. And Mercury is not even in retrograde. It went out of retrograde, let's see, like 8 days ago. Crazy. But we are having weather here on the East Coast, so that may have something to do with it. We've had 2 days of rain, and it looks like we have a snowstorm coming in. But this one's not going to be as big as the last one, although I don't mind because honestly, I love snow. I really, really do. And I love the winter. So this weather, even though it's beautiful, it's warm. I mean, we've had days that are 60 degrees in the last week or two, and it's beautiful. I really like my cold weather. I love it around 27 degrees, crisp and cool, and no wind or humidity. That's my favorite weather. And we're not getting that this year. I might have to go up north to get my winter fix. I don't know. I don't know if it's any better up north either, though. Further up north, because I am pretty far up north. Anyway, okay, so to go back into what I was talking about, the layers, we're all multi-layered, and I've been doing this work and this sort of self-examination since I was 17 years old, when I had this experience in church with my mother, and I realized that even though I loved my religion, I loved growing up in my religion, I loved the angels and the saints and all that, I came to know that it wasn't perfect, and that there were a lot of things about it that weren't perfect and that I didn't agree with. And so you may also have come to this, come to a point in your life when you thought, whatever, if you have were brought up in a religion, that it's not perfect. And you know, like life, nobody is perfect, and religion is man-made. So of course, it's not going to be perfect, even if it were handed down from, if it were channeled or whatever. But just because it's been changed and revamped, and things have been left out, and a lot of it is all about control when it comes right down to it. The whole point is, no matter what religion or spirituality you subscribe to, they all do on the other side have a lot of positive things to offer. They can offer you a great faith and a great connection, which, when you're going through difficult times in your life, is really important. So, whatever religion you follow or don't follow, or who you subscribe to, if you believe in a divine higher power or God or a Buddha or Jesus or whatever, it's all great. It's all wonderful because honestly, all roads lead to the same place. But just like people speaking different languages, if you don't understand the language, you won't be able to communicate. So there are so many ways, pathways, and religions and branches of a particular religion because we don't all understand or cannot hear the particular language of all of them. So there are many of them, so we have more people have the ability to hear in the language they understand. That's really all it's all about. And so take what works for you with religion or spiritual practices, and even what you hear me say or other people say, you know, hosts on other radio shows or Hay House Radio and so forth. I have a lot of good friends who are speakers and hosts on Hay House Radio. So, you know, take what works for you and just leave the rest. And that's it. So, but I encourage you to come back at some point later down the road and revisit things from the past. Revisit old shows, revisit topics, because what happens is we think, oh, well, you know, I did Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements 10 years ago. And this is the case with me because I use my own life as an example very often. You know, I do use people that I work with as well, but of course, I would never divulge any identifying information. about them, and you know, I always have permission to use them, talk about them, so forth. So when I did the Four Agreements 10 years ago, I read the book. It was a good book. I thought the agreements made a lot of sense, and I left it at that. Last year at Healer School, we had to read the book again, but we spent 7 weeks on the book, going agreement by agreement. And we had to do homework and exercises and show how we use the agreements in our life, or how we were against the agreements. So one thing for me that really became clear in the Four Agreements was that I can take things personally. We all can, but I can really take things personally. And when we take things personally, oftentimes we're projecting onto the other person what our own dream is. And yet, so say for example, you run into a friend and they say something and you take it kind of as a snarky comment. So when I say snarky, you know what I mean. You know, like they say something and you feel like, oh, well, that was kind of, you know, an insult, or I don't feel like that they really meant that. I feel like that they said, oh, you look really nice today, in a tone that was, you know, made me feel like they didn't really mean it. And so it's possible that that is true. However, also possible that it wasn't true. And it's possible that that person just got into a car accident on the way to wherever you're at. Maybe not a big one, fender bender, right? But say the bumper of their car is smashed up, or the you know, the side of their car has got a big ding in it now, or somebody hit it in the parking lot. So that person is going to, that's going to affect that person. We can't know what is affecting other people's state of mind all the time because we're not in their mind. And the other agreement that really stood out for me was don't make assumptions. How often do you make assumptions in your life? I know if someone were to get a title, I would be crowned queen of assumptions. Yes, I would. And now that's not to say that all the assumptions I made were negative assumptions. And I'll give you a great example of that. So about a week and a half ago, I had dropped off a pair of pajamas and a pair of slippers to Dave's house because they've been here at my house since my daughter came home from college last May. And, you know, it's kind of awkward having your adult child in the house and having your boyfriend over. So he doesn't stay over with Ryan being home. And that's all fine because he's got his own house, and you know, so I go over there, which is fine. But I thought, you know what? These slippers are getting kicked around. These pajamas are taking up an inch in my drawer. I'm just going to take them over, and I'm going to, you know, he wasn't home. I said, I'm just going to leave them at the house. So I left them at the house. And then next thing you know, a couple of hours later, I get home and the pajamas and the slippers are hanging on my door with a pair of jeans in the bag. So I thought, oh, how cute is that? He's making a statement. He's staking his territory and he's not going to lose his claim. So that was an assumption. As you know, romantic as it might be, it was still an assumption. So when I asked him about it later, my romantic idea of him, you know, saying, "Hey, you're not kicking my stuff out," bladed because he said, "I thought those were yours." So how's that for you and for an assumption and for the universe throwing it in your face? So don't make assumptions. Ask questions. If you're not sure about what someone is saying, catch that little crazy mind of yours who goes to these places. I'm sure you have that, some of this in your head too, because we can all do it. And, even the Dalai Lama gets hung up sometimes. So none of us are perfect. The thing is, it's all a progress. It's all, just trying to be better every day. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. And so your best is going to be different in every moment of the day. And sometimes your best might not be your best today that it was yesterday or it was 10 years ago. Maybe you're 10 years older. Maybe you have a hip replacement, whatever. You know what I'm saying. So always do your best in the moment, the best you can do. And the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. And that does not give you free rein to, say, well, I'm going to speak my truth and then cut somebody off at the knees. See, that's a sort of a nasty thing that has been formulated or created with the New Age movement, saying, well, if I give them the warning, if I give them the disclaimer in beforehand that I'm going to speak my truth, that gives me free rein to say whatever I want. Not true. And so when you need to have a conversation with somebody and speak your truth, be sure that you're speaking from the heart. A really great thing to do, especially if it's a big conversation, is play some crystal bowls. If you don't have your own crystal bowls, many of you don't, I understand that. Get a crystal bowl meditation and listen to it before you have a big conversation. Because that will put you into your core, into who you really are, and it will help the other person be in their core. So whatever you have to say will be heard out of defense. And if you want to learn more about core and defensive profiles, get Rhys Thomas's book, Discover Your Life Purpose. And I feel like that the book could have had a little bit of a different title because when we say discover your life purpose, a lot of people are looking for their purpose on what they do on the planet. And though, we all have come down to live and experience different things and to bring our gifts in different ways to the universe, your real purpose is the purpose of your soul. And your soul purpose is to live fully in your core profile. Be who you really are. See, because I'm really a charismatic leader. Though I was living in team player, people pleaser. Now, I do have a people pleaser secondary profile, team player. And so, but team players often go into people pleaser. So you'll do things you don't really want to do, and then you get resentful about it, and you get burnt out, and then you just want to withdraw from society and go live in a cabin in the woods. And I was kind of at that point in my life. This is quite a while ago, many years ago. But fortunately, I've become to really understand the profiles better and understand who I am at my core and what my purpose is here and what I've choose to come to give the what gifts to give to the world and also what my soul is here to learn and expand and everything. And so I've been able to step into my charismatic leader and be here on the radio with you because a team player could never be doing a solo show. They might be able to be like the supporting act in somebody else's show. So they may be able to do a show with another person or more than one people, but they could never do a solo show. So learn about who you are, what your profile is. And you can also go on YouTube. I think there's a lot of videos on YouTube that Reese has got up there. So if you want to see some of the videos rather than read the book, although I really encourage it that you read the book, because the videos are not enough to really start to understand yourself and understand the people around you. Because what I have found is, and my clients have really noticed a huge shift in me in the last year and a half, where I can have, I can come in, now of course I can read a client because I'm psychic, but I can go even further and give them things, tools to help them in their journey that are more relatable for them because I understand what their profile is. And I can give them things to do and exercises or whatever, or certain kinds of meditations to really help them based on their profile. So check that out. I just need to take a drink here. Okay. All right. So, so what has shifted for you? I am going to go to the call line now because we've had a couple of callers who have been on the line since the show started. And so when I pick up the line, I'd like you to tell me your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what has shifted for you. So the first call is 951, and the last four digits are 3523. Let's see if it connects. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine.
Hi, Cynthia. This is Nathaniel from California.
And hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. I'm grateful to be in contact with Spirit to let them know that my life has meaning and they're guiding it all out.
That's fantastic. So you have a good spiritual connection?
Yeah.
Yeah? You sound a little...
It's been better. I've done yoga for many years, and I've been more involved in my practice at times where, I've done it for a long time, so. I'm getting older, and it's getting harder to do, but yeah. I think that really aligns your spirit and stuff and your body and stuff, so I'm really kind of a big fan of it.
Right. Yeah. And so, as a longtime yoga practitioner, that you may have to adapt your practice a little bit, and use blocks and things like that. But I encourage you to continue at whatever level you can. And even if you get to the point where you're only doing yoga in your mind, because that's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's a fabulous thing to do.
Yeah, because they say like people that can't, are kind of quadriplegic, so if they just watch people doing yoga, it's actually beneficial and stuff too, yeah.
Right, definitely.
The yoga with the blocks and belts and everything, poles and blankets, is mostly Iyengar yoga is what it's kind of been for Mr. Iyengar.
Right.
And he was like 9 years old way back. I think he's about going to be, I think he's like 96 now. When he was 9, the nuns took him to the yoga people, and he had polio, and I don't even think he could walk. And now he's lived to like 96 and taught many thousands of people.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, if you really see how far you can stretch and you get a little more, and that makes your spirit kind of feel a lot freer and lighter and stuff in your back. I thought I'd throw in about the Iyengar, and then they got the hot yoga where that guy was getting sued and stuff for like trying to copyright 5,000-year-old poses. Into a sequence, actually, into a 26 posture sequence. I guess he's got to pay back a lot of money. I'm not exactly sure what it's all about.
Yeah, life is kind of weird like that.
Yeah, well, I think his ego must have got the best of him or something. You know, I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes that can happen with even the most studied gurus. I mean, I don't know if you've have you ever heard of Osho?
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a great example of that. You know, he's got like 96 Rolls Royces, and you know, he's got a harem of women. And so he's one of those gurus who have taken it to this crazy level.
Winning the lotto. It's like winning the lotto or something to get all the people to think, you know, he's a wise man. They're only fools, I guess, you know, when they search, they run after that guy, you know, like that, and they should be running after what's God in themselves.
Yes.
It's hidden in themselves.
I'm so glad that you said that, because that is the key. That's the key to everything. And so we go to these outside sources, but yet we have everything within us that we need. You know, it's good in a lot of ways to go to an outside teacher to learn things, but the key is not to give up your power to any guru, to any teacher. And, you know, way back in my early days, I was guilty of that, you know, where I would follow somebody and I'd be like, oh, everything they say is, you know, and then I'd get disappointed because I made an assumption that they were perfect. And I've come to learn that even the Dalai Lama isn't perfect.
Right.
You know? even the Dalai Lama struggled with anger. He used to beat his bird when he was 12 with a stick, his pet bird, because the bird wouldn't talk or do the tricks that he wanted him to do.
Oh my. Well, that must have been 6 years ago, because he's the year of the monkey now, so he's going to be turning 72.
Yeah.
And this next year is going to be the year of the monkey, which a lot of people think that there's going to be like upheavals in government and stuff and riots, because in 68, the year of the monkey, in 92, we both had riots as well.
Right. Well, you know, it's possible. And I was listening to, do you ever listen to Healing with the Masters with Jennifer McLean?
I'm not so acquainted with that, no.
Okay. She has an online program where she runs these weekly interviews, and sometimes they're twice a week, where she has people on like Deepak Chopra and Carolyn Mace, and the first week of every year she does a prediction week, and she has her astrologer who she's been working with for many years come on, and has a number of other people come on do predictions for the year. And Dee Wallace, who was the mother in the movie E.T., has discovered that she can channel messages from spirit. And she's been doing this now for many, many years. She has a committed spiritual practice. And she usually channels messages that are light and airy-fairy and all happy and roses. And she was shocked when she went in to channel the messages for this year, and she said, I'm not even sure I want to deliver these messages, because this is not how I have ever channeled, or any tone of my channeling has ever gone in the past, and it kind of scares me. So
it really scared her.
Yeah, it really did. And so it was very interesting.
Like, it was probably like a psychic attack. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, definitely.
She probably had.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and she, like myself, have been working with a team of guides for a long time. And, you know, when you know who you're working with and you trust them, when something shifts abruptly like that, you have to pay attention. And one of the things that I think it was Dee Wallace who said, she said, Donald Trump is going to win the election because we are so wrapped up in the fear state right now. Fear the economy is going to collapse. Fear that, you know, we're going to have a terrorist attack and all that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, it'll be interesting.
Well, I do days too, you know, and Donald Trump's born the day of the Gusty Confrontation.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, so Einstein, he was born the day of relativity, and Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement, and it goes on and on. Like Liberace was born the day of outrageous flair.
Really?
Yeah. So everybody is, I'm born the day of ironic insight, so I have a lot of ironic insights. Freud was born the day of materialized fantasy, and his psychological studies and theories were based on fantasy.
That is very interesting. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, you know, I'm really good at this because, I mean, I hate to kind of boast, but I don't think anybody knows because I was looking at this book I've been studying for over 20 years, The Secret Language of Birthdays, and I go, wow, wait a minute, you know, Napoleon's born the day of royal command.
So what's the name of the book?
The Secret Language of Birthdays, and it's a huge book. And there's six sets of the book. One is called The Secret Language of Relationships, where it breaks it into 48 weeks, because either you're a Taurus 1, 2, or 3, Aries 1, 2, 3, or you're on the cusp. So, and the cusps are a whole week long. So, you know, if there's 48 weeks instead of 52, and
right.
Each one has a thing. So Taurus 1 is the week of manifestation. Taurus 2 is the week of the teacher. Taurus 3 is the week of the natural. And then it goes on, the cusp of, you know, Gemini, Taurus is the cusp of energy. And, you know, and then it goes through all the 48 weeks.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Aries, you know how we every 7 years we get a new life?
Yes.
On Aries is the infant. Taurus is the child for the next 7 years. Gemini is the teenager. Cancer is the young adult. Leo's from 28 to, Leo's from 28 to like 35. Virgo's from like 35. You actually get a death cycle in that other year. And people said, well, I set that on a show and said, well, we're not handing out expiration dates here. But you die off to that year, you know, so. You know, we experience every 7 years. Like as a kid, I had a paper route for like from like 7 to 14. And then from 14 to 21, I played in a band. And then from 21 to 28, I was a lifeguard. And then, you know, that kind of thing. So I noticed that, wow, I had like a, you know, another 7 year cycle kind of deal. So.
Wow, that's very interesting. I'd love to talk to you more about this. Is that something where you could, like, take callers and tell them what they are, where they fall?
No, yeah. No, I had a radio show on Blog Talk about 4 years ago.
Oh, you
and,
did?
My computer broke down. I'm Nathaniel Knows Best. So I had a show and stuff, so I did a show.
I love that.
People do shows, and they don't do them anymore. You know, sometimes I know a lot of people have done shows, and they don't seem to be doing them anymore.
Sure. Yeah, I myself have been off and on where I started in, I think, 2010, and then I wasn't really consistent. You know, I'd be on, like, once a month or whatever, and then just about 3 years ago, I went on weekly, and then June 27th last year, I said, oh, I'm burnt out from doing the radio thing every week and writing the show. I said, I'm going to take the summer off. And so I took the summer off, and then summer became fall, and fall became winter.
You know, it really, and then years go by. I remember it was 12 years ago in 03, I was very involved in IER yoga or whatever. I was at that hot yoga place where I saw some hot people that were kind of fanatics. One guy was saying, I did it in 117 degree heat. And, you know, you know, and they're like, well, hey, man, people could die doing that. Don't try to encourage that.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, 105 and then being so humid in here is enough, you know. I mean, you know, come on, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I mean, he's getting people to get fanatic, to be, you know, total fanatics about it, you know. And that it's maybe good to be a little obsessive about it, but, you know, you become kind of a, you know. Anyway, I don't want to say it. But
I understand. And the thing with yoga too is that it's a lot of yoga practices have become really watered down, where people are, and sometimes this happens when things go mainstream, where people are going because, you know, yoga is supposed to be good for you and they feel better afterwards. But there are a lot of yoga studios out there and teachers that aren't teaching the spiritual aspect that goes along with yoga.
It's true. It's way true. Because, you know, even, you know, never know the places, you know, that you would go to. Like that hot yoga was pretty, you know, I mean, anybody that's going to do it that much in 105 degree heat is, I don't know if you should really do it that, you know, that hot, you know.
Right.
You know, it's better to kind of have a blanket or, you know, be able to use the blocks and stuff in great ways, because you could use two chairs and stick your head in between it and then kick up, and you don't have to crush your neck if you're on your shoulders on each side, on each chair, on each side. So you just put your head in between them, you know, when you go upside down, and then kick up on the wall, and then you're kind of getting a shoulder massage instead of getting your neck cramped. And unless you're really light, you know, unless you're, you know, if you're overweight and you try to stand on your head, that's going to just, you know, that's not going to do anything for your neck, anything good.
Right, absolutely. And you know, I've experienced myself where even if I have said to the yoga teacher, okay, look, I have herniated discs in my neck, or, or I have a bad knee or whatever, some yoga teachers are really careful and they're really good about giving you alternative poses, but not all of them are. So it's really important. And again, this is going back to keeping your own power, is to know what is good for you and what isn't good for you. And, you know, even if the yoga teacher says, come on, now I'm not saying, you know, that don't push your limit. But if you know you have blown discs in your neck, don't be doing headstands. You know.
Yes.
You know.
That's common sense. It would be, but some people get fanatical that they're devoted. That that's why devotion actually has to be a curtailed, desire. I mean, you know, because you have to figure, well, you know, maybe I'm getting devoted to ISIS or something, you know, like the, or ISIL or whatever you want to call it. You know, you're getting. You know, so you don't want to be more devoted to yourself, I guess, than to other people. But you got to take care of yourself, or you'll be crazy when you take care of anybody.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, so that really goes along with what I was talking about earlier about don't taking things personally. You know, and always do your best. Because we tend to take things personally, and your world shifts when you don't take things personally and when you become your own God within. Because if we're all born of God, if we're all God's creations or divine or, you know, whatever people subscribe to, then... Of course, we're all part of God or part of the divine energy. And so, we have it within us. And so it's good to get tools and to learn things to help you along your way. But it's also important not to just follow, you know, blindly or follow to the point where you give up your own power. And I'm really, really careful and clear about that with clients. Coaching clients and people that see me for readings and so forth. I don't read like a typical psychic. I'll pull somebody's Akashic records out and I'll look at their chart. And, you know, a lot of people come and say, okay, so when is my true love coming? Or, you know, when is my career changing? Or when is this or that? And I'll be like, okay, so look, this is what's on your chart. I'm not going to give you the whole picture right now, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you things that would be helpful for you to do so you'll be prepared for when Mr. or Mrs. Wright comes. You know, and I'll say, because look, you could miss them if you're not ready, because you won't be in the you know, won't be on the same wavelength as them. You'll be on a different vibration. And so I really worked interactively with people. And again, you know, and I say, look, it's your choice to do it or not do it, because when you walk out the door, what you choose doesn't affect my life. And so I like to empower people and give them tools that can help them, and, you know, also to know that they can do it. They can be the person they want to be, and to find that divine spark within, because we do all have it, you know, for sure, for sure. I'm going to have to go back and see if you still have shows archived?
Yeah, I've only done a few. I've only done like a half a dozen. I did the thing on the year of the water dragon, and so this can be the year of the monkey. That's why I know it was 4 years ago. That's one of the shows I, you know, started doing. And then, I don't know, I mean, seems like, you know, I mean, I wish I kind of would have got off in a little better start, you know, or something, you know, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, well, but you know, that it doesn't mean that you can't go back if you...
Oh, no, yeah, no, I need to get a computer. I need to get a computer because I only have an iPad and it's that,
yeah.
So I have a phone. You know, I can't get in the chat room or anything, so I don't... My iPad just throws me off the internet at will, so...
Yeah, I have some listeners who are in the same situation where they only have the iPad and they get cut off, they get thrown off the show all the time. So I don't know what it is about the iPad, but well, I hope that you know, if it's meant for you to be, the divine will take care of it, you know, and somehow a computer will show up for you.
I kind of want to buy an Apple. I really want to buy an Apple, but, you know, I can buy another one that's, like, less inexpensive, but I'm not exactly sure where to get it. You know, I could get on HSN. It's good. They have good things, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of looking for the right one. I really want an Apple, but it's going to be more money, so I have to figure out exactly, you know, where to get it. I mean, I could call up and try to get a 30% discount for a student on the and to call 1-800-MY-APPLE.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, call 1-800-MY-APPLE. Say you got a student. They could get. They have other computers that have been restocked and stuff.
Yeah.
So might get 130% off, but it's so expensive for Apple, and then you got to buy the you know, the maintenance thing, and that's like $350. It seems like it's so much. You know,
yeah,
if you could get something a little better, I mean, I'm kind of looking for the best deal.
Yeah, I understand, because I'm on an Apple, and I had to replace mine about a year and a half ago, because I had an Apple that I had bought 4 years before that. I spilled coffee on it. And
they only lasted about 5 years, though. Was it about 4 years you spilled it on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had one. I've had mine since 08, and boy, the last couple of years it just gave out. I haven't even turned it on, you know, in months. And, you know, after about 5 years, I hear from all the Apple people I've gone to, they say, so you may not have gotten that much more use out of it, but, you know, it's still working when you did it, though.
Right. You know, one thing, too, that I learned, because I actually broke the screen on this one about 5 months ago, and it was a stupid thing, but I had it up. I was blending essential oils. I was in a class, and I had to be able to see the computer screen while I was blending. The instructor was posting instructions, and you know, it was a video where he was actually live while he was doing it, but I had to be able to see what he was doing. So the way I had the computer, I had it on top of a notebook or something propped up, and when I got up, I hit it and knocked it off. And my house is on a cement slab, so when it hit the floor, the screen shattered. So I had to have the screen. Yeah. So I had to replace the whole, they actually replaced the whole top of it, because it's easier than replacing the screen now. But the tech that did the work for me, I went on, it's called Thumbtack Online, and you can find electricians and computer technicians and stuff. And this guy was fabulous. He worked for Apple for 6 years and then went out on his own. And he was telling me that you can take your Apple computer and send it to Apple in Texas, and they'll redo the whole computer for $750.
Wow.
Doesn't matter what's wrong with it.
Well, I don't think they work on mine because there's a certain thing they when it's so old, they don't even work on it anymore.
Well, in the store, yeah. But
but this guy does anything he wants. I see.
Well, apparently Apple has a refurbished unit in Texas, and you can send them the computer, and they'll redo the whole computer, no matter what's wrong with it.
I see.
For $750.
Yeah. There's so many things wrong with it. When I took mine back for the $130 fix, they kept on finding new things wrong with it. I took it back about four or five times, and they replaced so many things in it. They replaced the battery, and they replaced like $130 or something for the battery, and then they replaced the system, whatever operations, and this and that. But I think still something wasn't right on it because it got some kind of virus or some kind of bug. I don't know if you can call it actual virus, but my system has been corrupted.
Technically, that virus.
But
right.
It got pretty thick, though.
Yeah, well, anyway. Something to think about or research. And then you can find pretty good refurbished ones, too, on this website called, I'm not sure how to say it. It's like Rakuten. It's R-A-U. I'll have to look it up. I've bought stuff from them before. R-A-U-N-K-E-T. I'd have to look it up to get the exact thing, but anyway, they're really good. If you have use a lot of ink on your, if you have a printer too, well, if you don't have a computer, but for people who use a lot of ink, they're really, you can get ink at really crazy prices from them too. Let me see if I can find. No, I can't. Okay, so we only have 8 minutes left, Nathaniel, and Nathan. I'm sure that you may have called in for a reason other than to just chat with me.
Yeah, you know, I was I just reached a settlement in my work comp. I'm way out here in the desert now, and I worked at a solar plant where they got solar fields, and they left me out there in the heat with no truck, and it gets 116 degrees, and that's why that's another reason why I got the heat. We're talking about hot yoga, and
right.
I got kind of like I got heat stroke out there, and there were some other things. They didn't have a guard shack for me, and I had some other things where I'd walked a lot, so I had like chin splints. So I went on work comp for 10 months or about 8 months. And they just, like last week, they made a settlement, so they want to give me like $12,000. But I really didn't settle for all I really could have get. Could have got. I didn't make my thing right away, but I think I could have got a lot more. I mean, you know, and now I have to go back to work because I'm not getting any money now. I mean, so I have to find a job, and it's kind of a slap in the face, you know, says, I figured, well, you know, you better take it, the really young lawyer said, and I tried to call back and talk to the other lawyer, and he hasn't called me back. I said, you know, I told the paralegal Monday to have him call me back, but, you know, I'm just history now, so they're sending me like $10,000, probably, maybe I'll get it today, but I think it's over, so I have to go back to work, or, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to get something to make some money, so I'm not exactly sure, you know, what to do.
Right, yeah, because, you know, that $10,000 will only last for so long. What my guides are saying as far as looking at the settlement itself, even if you had held out longer, you wouldn't have gotten that much more. So it actually was a good decision to take the amount that you got. And that you actually got a really good deal with that lawyer, because with $12,000, normally they would have taken a third of that.
Oh, they only took like 15%, so they took 12,000. I'll be getting 10,200. I think it's 15% for work comp.
Yeah, that was really bad. But
I got another 10,000 or so in disability benefits over the last 8 months, so I've been able to pay the rent and buy food for the last 8 months. So, but I have to go back to work somehow with whatever my ailments are and stuff. So. It was a pretty good settlement, I guess, is what you're saying, and I think I could have held out, possibly for longer. But they said if this evaluation doctor didn't like your case, that I couldn't have got anything.
Right.
Because I saw it the day before I went to court. I went to the evaluation doctor, and he was the court ordered doctor to evaluate by condition to monetary or whatever, and he may have not said anything. So since I settled it before, it really doesn't matter what his report says, I mean, but it could have said something good. But I waited 8 months after I got fired to make a claim.
Right. Well, but it's good that did make the claim within the year, because if you waited after a year, then you would have been out of luck.
Is it a year? Did you know the statutory for that? Is that a year?
Well, I don't know if it goes, if it's different state to state. I know federal, because I worked for the federal government, and for the federal government, you have 1 year to make a claim. I don't know if it's different state to state, but I know with the federal government, you have a year. So I'm not sure, and it's different depending on if you're claiming workman's comp or if you're claiming, an injury and you're looking for a settlement. It's really intricate with the federal government. But anyway, so as far as my guides are saying that the settlement was good, even if you had waited, they're saying they're giving me 6 months. So if you had stretched it out another 6 months, I'm not really so sure that you would have gotten anything more than maybe they're giving me the little bit sign, so it would have
like
been
a couple of maybe 2 or 3 grand or less.
Yeah, it would have been marginal, they're saying.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good that way. I'm free and I don't have that disability complex deal, where I'm disabled and everything like that, the thinking of that. So I'm back in the saddle again and figure out something. Now I can work. I'm a guitar player, and I know a friend of this other guy that plays at Vegas at Caesars. And one day he may call me and say, "Hey, you want to come down and bring your guitar or something?"
I kind of
want to get back to Chance Pisces. Then this other guy says I'm going to be a rock star by the end of the year. So
okay. You never know. All right, hold on for a couple minutes, Nathan, because I have to end the show, but I'll keep you on the line if you want to hold on.
Okay.
All right, let me just end the show, and then you can stay on the line, and we'll chat a little bit later, longer if you'd like. So, you guys, I love you all so very much, and I love the conversations that I have with these amazing people who call in. And it really is, expansive, and every little piece that people add in is a wonderful thing. So check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Like me on Facebook follow me on Twitter and all that social media stuff. And you can find all those links on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I love you all so very much. I will see you again tomorrow.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep. spin of water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think my own kind of paradise. Sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. But now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's sweet, sweet love living by the salt sea. One day you will be lost in me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water tonight, box up a lip slice, grab a backpack of lies, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Hey, Nathan, you there? Nathan?
Hello.
Yes, hey, I'm back. I'm back. Hey, cool. I just went and looked up the secret language, and you can put your birthday in. And I'm laughing hysterically because my date is on the day of Enchanted Public Appearance.
Oh, that's not the a day of public appearance, is it?
It says Enchanted Public Appearance.
Day is, that of is that August 31st?
It is. You're good.
Oh, yeah, I know them all.
Wow. I'm pretty impressed that you know that off the top of your head.
Yeah, you know, I know mostly all of them. You know, I mean, almost all of them because I know, you know, so many, you know.
Right.
And then I put it to Virgo one. See, you're the week of the system builders.
The system builders, huh?
Yeah. You're the week of the system builders. And there's the 31st people are very unique because there's only seven of them, you know, because we don't deal with monthly go to 30, you know, so.
Oh, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Cool. What year were you born?
64.
Oh, well, you're the year of the wood dragon in its own element of wood.
I am, yes.
And then what time were you born?
4:40 p.m.
Okay, well, then you have that monkey accent. A dragon with a monkey accent.
Oh, well, so it's even going to be a better year for me then, because it's supposed to be a good year for dragons anyway.
Yeah. Right, it is, yeah. It trines, the dragon trines the, so the dragon's like Aries, and then the monkey's like Leo.
Okay.
So each one has a regular, a regular year, because it's in the same 12, you know, the 12 things. And, you know, heaven is circular, and it has 12 gates in it. The walls are 216 feet thick of jasper. And there's 12 gates in it, like, you know, astrology. And each gate is crafted from a single pearl.
Really?
Yeah. I have all the streets are gold and has a mess of stuff in this book, actually, I have. It's just a small little book. Small looking. It looks like, well, kind of like a magazine. And it says, what's heaven like? I think it says, what's heaven like? And it says it has, you know, 12 gates. The walls are like 216 feet thick. I think it's about 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles or so. I'm not exactly sure of all that. But
wow.
That's, you know, pretty... everything. Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I never heard that before. That's pretty neat. That's what I mean. There's
a lot of work that I do. It seems like a lot of other psychics do the same thing, and I do all kinds of different stuff.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Where
yep.
I do, like, you know, name cords and stuff too. And names are kind of complicated. You do all the math and figure out the cord. You know, so like Steve is a 178 name cord. It's a one for the vowels, and then consonants are seven, and then the sum is eight.
Wow.
So there's 81 different name cords, and your first name is more than your second. Your last name kind of adds on, a secondary kind of thing, you know. And then names that are chopped up like McDonald or something like that, or, you know, and then those other surnames, you know, like, you know, Jose Martinez Gonzalez, that kind of name. Those break up your name. A name's supposed to be like Salt and Pepper or Cordon Bleu. And you really don't even need a middle name because it makes it more, it chops it up more.
Yep, yep.
Moses' slave name was Munis. So when you get a slave name and they changed his name to Moses, and he had more power in that name. So like people, like a lot of apostles got their names changed and stuff. I think all the apostles did. And many name changes, you know, throughout the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Neat. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And, that's what I love about this, being able to connect with people that you wouldn't normally be able to connect with.
That's why the radio thing is, there's so many metaphysical people like us, and I don't think there's people that have stepped to the higher frequency level or something, because I don't know if you've heard that Dr. Hawkins Power versus Force book, where he rates everyone in a vibration, you know, like music and crocodiles and like black movies are like a 50 or so, and then the average person's like a 200, you know, or so, and then if you do a lot of yoga, maybe you're up to like 400 or 500, you know, and if you really did have a long time, you might get up to like 700, and like Jesus is 1,000 or something, they said. It's that kind of deal where like I can feel like people's lower vibrations, you know, a lot of times they go, oh no, okay. And then, you know, I can talk like this, but nobody would understand it. You know, I could tell. Like, I saw this guy at the bus stop, because I'm stuck in a high desert community at Barstow.
Oh, God, my dad was there years ago.
it's so funky, you know. They ship the homeless in here from all over. You know, they said, I called up Midas, and I was talking to the girl over there, and they asked for more money because the desert man and the homeless place had expanded by 400%.
Wow.
And if they when they want to parole prisoners, they want to let them off in Barstow.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You know, well, I've been on the bus for 6 months because my car's been busted, and you know, I'm kind of down and out because I'm on the bus, and you know, I've been trying to get this money, and then I'm getting $10,000 next week or today, and my car blew up. This lady next door to me is an Oriental lady or something, and about 6 months ago on the full moon of August 27th, she busted my passenger window with a ball-peen hammer about 9 o'clock at night. I had the big swamp cooler on, and, you know, I called the police the next day. I heard a bang, but I didn't go outside, which it was only right about 10 feet away from the window.
Wow.
But, But I had the swamp cooler on and the TV up, and you know, it was really hot. So, you know, as you know, I said something that day to or the day before something to this guy next door, and you know, I could see this lady coming now. Actually, she's walking in, and she's got about 30 cats, and she uses the dirt for cat litter. She gathers dirt, and she doesn't use cat litter. She uses the dirt.
Well, I guess that's a good way to save money.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know if it's that, you know,
yeah, I don't know that I'd want to eat dinner at her house.
Yeah, well, she broke my window. It was about 6 months ago, and about a year and a half ago, I was talking on the phone like I am, and then she talked out, and she goes, "Well, you want to help me? You want to help me?" And then she says, $20, $20. And then I go, "Oh, no, I've got 20 bucks." You know, I'm thinking, well, she would knock on the door and stuff. And
yeah.
I thought that was a little kind of, you know, I thought that was a little tacky, I suppose. Because, you know, and then she didn't say, "Oh, can I have some money?" She says, "Oh, you want to help me?" And I thought, well, you know, you're dying. What can I do? Can I just, what? You know.
Right.
I don't
right.
know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that, well, you know, people are weird. No, there's no way around it. We're all crazy in our own ways. You know,
I think there's a lot of weird people in Barstow. You know, I'm not, you know, there's, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different kinds of people here. And I've been here for about 2.5 years, and I don't really like it.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess it's kind of slower pace. We don't get a lot of traffic jams or anything. Or
right.
You know,
Right.
But
yeah, it is, you know, in every place, every town, every city, every place in the world has its own vibration. And people will gather there, you know, based on the vibration of the place.
Right.
And so, yeah, there are places where, you know, you'll see a higher level of, we'll say, interesting people gather there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the vibration of the land, it's the vibration of the place. And so, yeah, I can see that, and I have heard that about Barstow with my dad being out there and everything. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely understand that. And so looking at that, I mean, are you thinking about relocating?
I'll probably have to get a job, and I don't think I'm going to be able to move so fast, but I want to move before July because it gets so hot out here and everything, and I just can't take all the heat, you know, anymore.
Right.
So, you know, I'll probably be looking for a job. I've called in a few shows, and somebody thought they, you know, I might get involved in construction, a higher-paying construction job or something, so I'm not exactly sure. You know, I might, and they saw me moving a long way. Somebody says they saw me moving like 250 miles, and then somebody helped people see me in different places, you know, because one girl thinks I'll move to Chicago, and then some people think I'll move to Arizona, some people think I'll move to North Carolina or something. It's all over the place. I don't know.
Right,
or
right,
like some,
right.
You know, East Coast deal, so I have no idea. But I probably will get offered a job somewhere, and I'll probably have to move. You know, that's probably when I'll move. Trying to get ready, though, my stuff, you know, trying to get throw clutter items away and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you move, everybody has to do that for sure. Most everybody. So looking at your chart, it looks like that a move would definitely be the best thing for you. I don't really necessarily see you on the East Coast. It looks like the West Coast is a better place for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
But closer to, they're saying closer to where it's greener.
Oh, yeah, because it's not green out here at all, and that's one of my big things out here is brown and tumbleweeds.
Right, yeah, so it's better for your energy if you're in an area where there's green, where there's more green. And it looks like that Barstow's pretty far south, if I remember correctly.
It's kind of between Las Vegas and Long Beach.
Right. Yeah. And looking at the map, it looks like it's about, I don't know, a third of the way into the state or so, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're showing me that you could go to in two different directions, but they both look closer to the coast.
Mm-hmm. Love the coast.
Yeah, so it looks like that, they'd like to see you closer to the coast, but they're saying that you have two choices, you'll have two choices available to you where you can go north or south. And they're saying, do you have a friend or something that you can stay with? Because they're talking about a friend or a mate or something that you have.
I don't know. My brother's daughter, she has a husband and they just had a baby. And I really don't know of anyone else to try to move into. I lived with my brother when I first moved in, but he had a roommate.
Yeah.
And he was really, I don't know, he wasn't that cool, about stuff. He was very frugal with stuff. And I didn't have anything, and then he ended up kicking me out, and that's why I rented this place like 2 years ago. And
yeah,
my brother
yeah.
was, my brother let him, and he had this little thing which I thought was pretty weird. He borrowed my bed and was using my bed for the 6 months that he was there, and then I don't know. It doesn't seem like we don't get along very good. At least my brother's friend, anyway, Phil.
Yeah. Okay. So, is he closer to the coast or?
They both moved to Philadelphia. My brother's in Philadelphia now, working at a solar project, and
yeah.
He gets like $38 an hour. Plus, he gets like $110 a day per diem.
Yeah.
So he gets a pretty good, and he gets a car and all the gas he can use. He gets a big truck or whatever. And, doesn't have to pay for anything on it, gas or anything.
Right. Nice.
So.
Okay. Yeah, my guys are like, no, not Philadelphia. So that they're, definitely not back out with your brother. But there's some connection with, and I want to say it feels like going south.
It could be with this Pete and Tracy guy. He just got out of like a big bankruptcy with IRS of millions of dollars. I don't know. He created this thing for some kind of thing to file individually instead of like companies file like all together or something. And he did it singly. And the IRS wanted him, millions of dollars, and he went bankrupt just a thing ago. But Pete and Tracy, they wanted me to move in, but I just can't. I don't think Pete's so quarrelsome that I don't think I could live with him or even be in the same room with him, possibly. I don't know. I really don't know of anything,
Right.
Pete and Tracy were talking about moving in, and then me and Tracy were kind of doing it, but he's living with Pete now, so I don't know what will happen,
Okay. Because it looks like what they're saying is there'll be a connection that's going to have information for you or direct you or guide you, but it looks like it's going to come through another person where either you go to live with somebody else or they direct you or they know of a place that you can rent or whatever. And then as far as work, you could get some construction and it looks like it's better, again, where they want you to go where there's more greenery, there's more green, and it looks like you could do some construction. This could happen if you're ready. They're saying this could happen within the next 2 to 3 months, but you've got to be ready.
I want to get all my stuff kind of packed and ready to move and throw away some certain stuff I don't even use,
Right, right. So they're saying if you're ready, it could happen in the next 2 to 3 months. Pick an area. Have you ever done astrocartography?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at your chart and the aspects of if you went south and closer to the coast, see what, you know, what line that falls on or what line it's nearest to. Because, you know, if you're on your, I think it's your Mars line, things are never good on your Mars line for work. So it's either Mars or Jupiter. I can never remember which, but I need to find that out. So, like, I'm on where I live, I'm about 50 miles from the line that is a great place for me to live as far as work and everything. And I can't remember if it's the Jupiter line.
I would think it would be the Mars line, because Mars is the war planet and everything. So, you know, you really don't want war at work, you know.
Okay, yeah. I think it's the Mars line that you don't want to be on. And one of my medicine woman, she actually lived in this area for a while, and she was on her Mars line, and she had the worst, most terrible luck when she lived here. So check and see and make sure, you know, that it's not on a line that's going to be bad for you, and then go from there. But they're saying you're going to have a couple of different options, and that it's going to take some effort on your part to put out there what you're looking for and get really clear what you want, because they're like, he has no idea what he wants to do next. Is that true?
Well, I could teach guitar to children. I was thinking of doing that, and some people have thought that, you know, I might be working with kids or writing books or doing some writing or something. You know, I write songs. I was going to try to write a song for each and every, like, cancer patient or, you know, everybody for, like, each and every day they were born, you know. So, like, you were born the day of public appearance, you know, or something with the dragon and everything. So I don't know if I could write something about that.
Oh, that's really cool. And I've been looking for a song, a theme song.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to do it for, like, cancer kids and trying to cheer them up in the hospital and stuff, you know, Willie or whatever their name is, and try to, write them a little single of your song, you know.
Right. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And the beautiful thing is, even with an iPad, you can record and put things on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And the more hits you get on YouTube, YouTube will start paying you, and people will start advertising on your page and all that sort of stuff, and YouTube will send you a check. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I guess I've seen some guitarists play, like, you know, they show, like, I know this one guy, he shows how to play like 1,000 different songs, and that was a little while. I mean, I haven't had my computer, you know, and I'd always bring it up on that thing, you know, but he would play, you know, there's a lot of guys that teach songs and they play them, you know, they play the song or whatever, and they got like 1,000 songs on there, and I guess he must get money from it.
Right, and you know, and the thing is, you want to give yourself a plug and say, you know, if you'd like an individualized song for someone that you love, for a special birthday present, or, you know, if you want to do kids with cancer or that kind of thing, you can reach me at blah blah blah, and you know, a song costs X amount of dollars for a donation of or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
so great.
For a donation of, I don't know, $75, you can have your own song or whatever number you want to put on it. And you can get business cards on Vistaprint for like $10. And you can get free websites. Weebly.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they're iPad friendly.
iPad friendly?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you might be able to set it up right through your iPad. So check out Weebly.com, or you can set up a free website. And then, you know, start talking about your idea. Get some business cards and go on, you know, either your local printer. Sometimes you can get cheap ones from your local printer. If you have a Staples or something, they do business cards sometimes for $10 too. And
yeah, I've seen that on the computer. I've seen that.
Yeah, because they're, my guides are like, this is a really great direction for you. And then it'll give you freedom, because you know, 9-to-5 job is okay for you, but you get a little bored, and you have this creative side that you can really tap into. That is really, it makes your heart sing, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And construction's okay, because you're creating things, and you know, you're making money. So, it looks like you have a good opportunity in doing some construction. But I really feel like the songs, if you do it right, you can really go somewhere with that.
Cool.
And they're saying you can, you know, it'll be a little more challenging, but they say you can do it, that you will be able to do it from your iPad. And so don't let the computer be a problem in keeping you from getting out there and doing it. So if you don't have your own YouTube channel, set up a YouTube channel, which is also free. And you can even do, are you on Facebook? So you can do Facebook Live now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Uh-huh.
Where you can hit the live, you can hit the live button, and you can broadcast live. So you might even want to create your own Facebook page. Whatever you're going to call your custom songs, kids for cancer, customized, you know, by their name, whatever, you know what I mean? And set up a Facebook page. And then the thing is, just like the radio, you have to be consistent. You got to keep getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So ask your friends to like your page, set the page up, then send it out and say, hey, you guys, like my page. Because when you have over 100 likes, then Facebook starts sharing your page. And, you know, so these are all things that you can do, but it's going to, again, take time and effort on your part. And sometimes follow through with you can be a little tricky. So it's, you know, it, like my 30-day challenge where I committed to being on the radio every day for 30 days, it's up to you whether you're going to sort of take this challenge and run with it, or if you're going to start it and stop it and start it and stop it and just go, well, I don't know. And don't let anything get in the way. So on days where I had conflicting schedule, my schedule was conflicting right from the beginning, where I had clients booked in or something, I would pre-record the show and upload it. And a couple of times, the show wouldn't upload, and then I had to go on a different scheduled time and things like that. So you don't let the challenge stop you. You work around it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So they're saying that you can be really successful in that area, in that arena, but it's gonna take consistent effort. One step at a time. And so, do you know any kids that have cancer that you can do this for, to sort of...
No, not right now. I've thought about it, going to hospitals and stuff, you know, going around to hospitals or something.
Yep.
You know, my friend passed away that was about a year younger than you. He devoted his hair to the cancer kids. He grew his hair out really long and stuff.
That
his name was Jeffrey Sean Poole, a pranic healer. He did pranic healing stuff and top martial arts and stuff, and he was born on the 22nd, and everyone born on the 22nd has that fool card.
Oh.
And so he was on his motorcycle, and he went down and around a corner, you know, on like a freeway off ramp, or you know how they have their round, and there's a lot of oil and stuff on it, you know, and guess He slipped, and he really hurt his pancreas and stuff. And a week later, he went out on Laguna Beach, and he died.
Wow.
I saw him, like, right in between that, I think, and he was kind of really kind of perplexed. I don't know. He seemed kind of perplexed.
Right, right. Wow. Yeah, that's really unfortunate. Yeah, but listen, I have a client coming in. So is there anything else that I can help you with in the next minute or so?
I don't really think so. But no, thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I would really encourage you to go to the hospital and you know, talk to somebody at the hospital and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Where you might even get, they're showing me a group of kids. So, you know, at first it's going to be something where you're not getting money for it. But then as word gets out, you know, then they're showing me the money comes in, but it'll sort of trickle in. And in the meantime, they're showing me the hammer. You could do some construction. But in this idea with the song is really, it's really part of what will help your soul evolve and your soul purpose. And that, so, you know, you could go in and spend however much time with these kids in a group and, you know, do little bits of a song for their name, you know, so do a couple of lines and then go to the next kind of thing. And it would be great for the kids and it'll be really good. So I encourage you to start recording, get a YouTube channel. You can do Facebook Live or you can do Google, what do they call that? Google Chat, where you can go on, oh God, people can join you in the Google, it's not called Google Chat, it's called Google something else.
Okay, well, what's for that?
Yeah, so and so you have to be, what my guys are saying is you have to be proactive and a little bit creative. And put the videos on Facebook and say, hey, if you'd like your own song, then, like I said, you can contact me at blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so figure out what you're going to charge and then go from there. If you have a special person you'd like to give a song to for a birthday, anniversary, whatever, you know, who doesn't want their own song?
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then, you know, let me know when you get some of this stuff up and running and I'll promote you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again. If you want to come back on and sing one of your songs, let me know when. Shoot me a message.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Nathan. Bye-bye. Great talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.